following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Everybody, and welcome to turn 126 of A Worthy Opponent, a podcast based on the Blizzard game Hearthstone. I am Black Lace, and with me is the ever-insane Autumn's Bane.
His whole job is yelling, Yogg-Saron coming!
Wait, Yogg-Saron? That's not C'Thun. I don't know. I'm all confused.
All right. The card is called Herald
Servant of
Yogg-Saron?
Oh. Nope.
Herald Village. It is a legendary 6 casting cost priest only card that is a minion.
We will discuss later.
It's a 5/5.
That we will
battle
discuss
cry
later.
Is summon a 1/1 copy of each of your minions. Each of your other minions. No, I almost read that as each of your mothers.
So I guess we'll talk about
other
it now.
Minions. No, we could talk about it later. But I have to say what it is.
Yeah, it's a big tentacle is what it is.
All right, let's move on.
Moving on. No, I should have gotten that too, because like that's one of the first legendaries I got. So, yep, turn 126.
So I just need to know what's its ultimate.
What's its ultimate what?
Its ultimate ability. You know, the Q key. Oh, wait, wrong game.
You're thinking Q keys, you have got to be locked in Overwatch.
Overwatch. It's out!
Yeah. It is. It is.
Just in time for a 3-day weekend of Overwatch,
yep.
Overwatch, Overwatch.
Yep, yep, yep.
Not quite true. I got all of my quests done in Hearthstone, and then I played Overwatch.
I got all my Hearthstone games done too, and I played Animal Crossing for hours and hours and hours. So, I'm sorry. Sorry, Blizzard. I got...
That's all right.
Three-diest.
If Corey Stockton can play a lot of Animal Crossing, Blizzard won't mind if you do.
Okay. But you know who else plays Overwatch?
Probably almost everybody who plays any Blizzard game.
Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones.
Yes, yes, that's right. Tyrion and Cersei were playing.
Cersei, Cersei. You're thinking Celsius because it's so damn hot out here.
Yes, yes. On the Conan O'Brien show. There's a clip of it on your Blizzard UI. Check it out. It's pretty funny. It's not very long.
Very cute. It's short. It is short. But it's just so cool to see them playing that. Anyway, so let's start with, we have 2 weeks worth of Clobbern time to talk about. Last episode.
last week
turn.
We weren't here.
Yeah, last turn.
Because of Overwatch.
Yeah. Yes, it was. And because of that, I just have to do a quick shout out also to Ashika. Thank you very much, because GameStop and Ashika and Overwatch were the reason we weren't here last week.
Yes, we went down to the store where I said, "Where is everybody?" She says, "I said we closed the store for the VIPs." I said, "What VIP?" She's like, "You." I'm like, ha, ha, ha. So no, it's cool.
It's cute.
All these people coming in for their pre-ordered stuff. If you pre-ordered through GameStop, you got a tiny little Winston. And we saw pictures of it. And we expected it to be like a pop figure, you know, 4 to 6 inches. And it was
he reminds me of the thing you'd used to get in cereal boxes way back
yes.
when. A lot of the... People listening probably don't even remember getting toys in cereal boxes, actually. I should shut up now.
They don't do that anymore?
Not really. Not like they used to.
Put toys in the cereal?
Mm-mm.
And mom would say, no, you can't get that cereal because you're only getting it for the toy and you won't eat the cereal.
Right. Or you can't dig down and get the toy out first. But anyway, so we weren't here last week. But 2 weeks ago, we had the best brawl ever.
It was.
It really
that
was.
That was a and great brawl.
It was followed by the worst brawl ever.
You know what? I no longer think it's the worst brawl ever.
Really?
For two reasons. First reason, I finally won.
Well, I did not.
I got that big guy down to like one health before he killed us.
Yep,
he killed me, because if he kills one of you, he kills both of you. But then the next time, I was playing with someone who was actually healing me, and I was healing him, and we were actually using cards that affected each other's minions. Too many people, when they play that match, they try to just play as if they're playing all for one. I mean, not all for one. None for one. They just try to do it all themselves and solo it. But if you work together with someone else, it can work out well. If you don't have bad RNG anyway. So I won that for the first time. What's it been, around two or three times now?
Yeah. Yeah, it has. I think this is like the third time. Anyway, the name of it is Unite Against Mechazoid? Yes, Unite Against Mechazoid. And it's, can you beat Gearmaster Mechazoid? Join forces with another player and see. It's a cooperative tavern brawl. I joined forces a couple of times, and I did not have the luck you had. I cannot and have never won that particular brawl.
Well, that was my first time of the three.
Oh, I think that one's the worst. The next one, which was last week, was the Shadow Towers. Who lurks in the shadowy towers? You do, skulking behind the towers, sturdy walls. Your minions have stealth their first turn. And it was a naked deck. And I put it off, and I put it off, and I put it off, and I know you played it, and then I put it off, and I put it off, I put it off. And this morning I went to make my deck, except the brawl was closed, so I never even played it.
It wasn't very imaginative.
Yeah,
basically,
I don't know.
Two mechanics. They said, first turn your minions will have stealth, and you all have, for some odd reason, 10 armor. It's just, we have no ideas. Let's pull two mechanics and stick them together.
So you won that one too, right?
Well, on the third turn, my opponent conceded, so it wasn't a full game. I was playing a mage with the Flame Waker type of strategy. So very early out, I got a mana worm and I got the coin. And so by turn three, he was already taking damage and he couldn't hurt my minions because they were stealth, and he just conceded. So I'm like, okay, great. 40 dust for nothing. And then I played again just to see if I could do it for real, and I lost. And I said, screw this. It's boring. It's not one of their better brawls. But 2 weeks ago was a phenomenal one, so I'll
yes,
let them slide.
I'm hoping they do that again soon, because I really, really liked that one.
Brawls are kind of hit and miss with how good they are, but they're good for getting free packs. They're really good for new players. I'll still say that. It's great for new players, but I think a lot of veteran players are starting to look at it as just a way to get a pack, and that's that.
And you mentioned something very important.
What did I mention?
You mentioned dust. We should talk about dust. It's a good segue.
Yes, because for the past few shows, we've been complaining that if you go into crafting mode, you can't see your gold cards next to your regular cards.
But wait, so, there's more.
Well, let me finish that thought. So if you're like me, you want to delete all the dupes of the non-gold versions, you can't really see them. So go ahead. There's your wait, there's more.
Well, that's what I was talking about. Go ahead.
So you
there's
want
more.
Me to continue?
So, yes.
This weekend,
I'm being
playing
the commercial
around,
narrator.
And I was in the regular collection. I wasn't in a specific class. You can't do that. But when you're in the regular collection and you don't have the crafting button hit and you left click on something, it'll say right click on a card to take a closer look. What it should say is right click on a card to take a closer look or disenchant or enchant. Because if you do right click, you get the flavor text like your normal would, but also disenchant. and it's built in. Is really cool. It's built in. So the only time you ever have to go into crafting mode anymore is if you want to craft a card you don't have. Otherwise, DEing is so much better. So I'm sure somewhere along the line in the patch note or something, this was mentioned, but somehow we missed it. I think it was a bigger story than they made it out to be. They should have really said, hey, look at this change.
Yeah, and actually at the beginning of the show, or right before the beginning of the show, when you had showed me that, I disenchanted probably 7 cards.
Yeah, it's been really a pain in the ass to disenchant cards over the, well, since this new expansion. I just wish somebody would have told me. I had to find it out on my own. So,
well,
for those of
now
you
let people
who are
know
not aware, probably 90% of our listener base has already been aware, but for that 10% who are like us, now you know.
This one's for you.
This
so
one's
let's
for you?
See. Yeah.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
Never mind. All right, so this week I played with somebody's deck. I got to play with Ringo's deck again.
Yes, Ringo gave us another deck. Let's
yes,
hear about it.
Yes, thank you, Ringo. Now, mind you, I'm not a paladin player, and I'm really, really not good at the paladin at all. And Ringo mentioned that this is a aggro paladin deck, so I'm fairly aware of what an aggro paladin is anyway. Still did pretty well. Okay, I will read it, and here we go. And actually, I did some substitutions, but I was able to substitute exactly what he said to. So I'll give you what it was, and I'll give you how I played it. Noble Sacrifice times 2, Selfless Hero times 2, Argent Protector times 2, Divine Favor times 2, Rallying Blade times 2, Seal of Champions 2, Steward of Darkshire 2, Blessing of Kings 2, Keeper of Alderman 2, True Silver Champion 2. Then we go to neutral cards. 1 Abusive Sergeant. 2 Argent Squires. 2 Bilefin Tide Hunters. 2 Argent Horsemen. 2 Blood Knights. And 1 Leroy Jenkins. Right, so I had everything except the Steward of Darkshires. And I needed 2 of them.
Let me interrupt for a moment.
Yeah.
I had to look it up because I thought maybe you said Bilefin incorrectly. There really is a Bilefin. What a disgusting name for a Murloc. Bilefin.
Yeah, well, they're kind of disgusting anyway.
That's just
they
gross.
Really are.
But anyway, go ahead.
Puke Fin Tide Hunters. Anyway, I had everything except for the 2 rare Stewards of Darkshire. So in the very end of the letter, Ringo tells us that it's a cheap deck, has a few rares from the new set, which we could find the dust to craft. My dust is being spent elsewhere, so I didn't. I used his alternative substitute. You can use Aldor Peacekeeper or Consecration. So I used 1 of each of those. Worked very nicely. The first time I used it was against a priest, however. And it was a dragon priest. And by round 10, he had all these mega powerful everything bouncing off of his dragons in hand creatures, and I just didn't have a shot in hell of winning that one. So, as usual, no matter what deck I use, and of course, I'm very unfamiliar with the technique of this deck, I lost to the priest. The rogue came out next with a mech deck, so I went from a dragon priest to a mech rogue. These cards started falling into place, and I started to say, hey, getting the feeling of this deck now, and the rogue conceded to me, which was nice because I had just conceded to the priest, so I felt duly refreshed there. The hunter, I played against a hunter. He had tons of big minions out, including Sylvanas. I didn't have a way to kill Sylvanas without giving him something decent, so Sylvanas was pretty much the reason I lost that one. There was just no competition. I couldn't get rid of her without tilting my hand anyway. And by the time I realized that it was too late, it was too late. Warrior, huge win. Big win. I won. It was just, I trampled all over the warrior. I beat a golden warlock. I was very proud of myself for that. He actually conceded. So that is the fifth. We're playing in wild. 3 wins, 2 losses. beating a warlock, a golden warlock, with a deck that I'm not familiar with, kudos to the deck. It was a good deck. So if you guys want to try it, it is a wild deck. Leroy Jenkins didn't even show up for me in any of those, five games. Not once. Which is kind of funny. He was in there, but he never showed up. I think he was scared.
He was afraid of his whelps.
He was. But yeah, even without that card, 3 out of 2, not bad. I mean, 3 out of 5, not bad. 3 out of 2. 3 wins, 2 losses.
Nope, not too shabby.
Nope, so that was an enjoyable deck. Thank you very much, Ringo, for sending it to me.
You don't have a single Steward of Darkshire?
No, I don't.
I have 2 of them.
Yeah.
Ringo mentioned, he says he could barely keep it alive. It's kind of a high priority target. Whenever you summon a 1-health minion, give it Divine Shield. People want that dead. Divine Shields are yucky.
Yeah.
Well, when they're on the other side, they're yucky.
I had a Paladin deck that was a Shield Paladin deck. And that was kind of fun to play with. In fact, aside from that, I'm sorry. I want someone to send me a Fanghorn deck.
A Fanghorn deck?
Fanghorn. Yeah, Foghorn Leghorn.
Middle Earth the Wizards? Is that what you're playing? You mean Fandral Staghelm?
Yes. And you didn't even hear my Foghorn Leghorn. Yes.
I did.
Anyway, yes. Him. That one. I crafted him. Now I need a deck to go with him. So I did craft him, and I will learn how to play a druid just because that one card seems so awesome.
Well, now that you've blown 1600 dust, you better.
Mm-hmm. And I might just craft Cenarion for old time's sake. I might.
Cenarius?
Cenarius. Yeah, I might just do it.
You're still myth about it being wiped out during Alpha, huh?
I am. I mean, it was my first legendary. Got wiped out. And that was, 3 years ago? And I've never gotten it.
Well, you know.
It next one. Right, because they wipe you out. True. Let's talk cards.
Okay.
Want to talk cards?
Sure. Let's talk cards. This is
new
a
expansion.
Card game.
Yep. We already did the druid and the hunter and the mage and the paladin, which leaves your favorite class for next. And I have every card.
You do,
priest.
Do you?
I do. I have every one of them. Screw it.
Missing a few.
No.
I am missing... No, it's hard to tell what I'm really missing because...
You have to go into crafting mode.
And in crafting mode, I can't see the gold cards too.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, well, go into crafting mode.
So, I'm in crafting mode. You want me to do the first one?
Sure.
0 casting costs. So you know what word is going to be in front of it if it's a 0 casting cost.
It's forbidden.
Forbidden Shaping. This forbidden card allows you to spend all your mana to summon a random minion that costs that much. That's one of the better ones.
That is. That is definitely one of the better ones. And you want to know what's really weird?
What's weird?
I haven't seen it played.
No, I haven't seen it played either. And I'm not sure if I have it.
But then again, I very often concede when I see a priest, so that might be part of the reason I never see it played.
Yeah, I don't have it. But the thing is,
I have 2 of them.
It could summon something you don't even have in your deck. It could summon something that's from another class. That's sometimes a double-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
Like all these random cards we've been having, you know, get a random spell, get a random minion. I so often get random things that. Like, you know, get +1/+1 for each minion with, and it's some ability that some other class has that I don't have. So it's not always a great thing, but I like to see that played. You want to do the next one?
Yeah, I haven't seen it played. It's really weird. Yes. Brace the Shadow. 2 casting cost. This turn, your healing effects deal damage instead. So this is kind of like your... making yourself a shadow priest, only it doesn't linger like when you make your hero power permanently that way, which is nice. So
yeah,
it's a quick
it's a
one
turn. So
yes.
If you have some healing spells lined up that you really want to hurt somebody with,
yep.
Save the spell first.
Decent card.
Not too bad if you want to go that way.
Mm-hmm.
The Hooded Acolyte is a 4 casting cost, 3/6 minion. It's a common. The first 2 that we did, by the way, were both epics, right?
True. Sorry, I didn't mention that.
Whenever a character is healed, give your C'Thun +1/+1 wherever it is. This is not a minion you want to last long if you know C'Thun is coming. That's quite a bit, because you could be healing left and right with the priest.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter what you're healing, and it gets the +1/+1. You're going to be healing your... and it doesn't even have to be your hero power doing the healing.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got cards out that give, you know, that like the Darkshire Alchemist that's coming up, restores health. I mean, all these different things. I have this in my priest deck. I do have a priest deck, a C'Thun priest deck, and she's awesome. It's an awesome card.
Yeah, I keep saying I'm going to make a priest deck, and I haven't yet, but I probably will now, and I'll tell you before we're done with the class.
Okay.
Why?
I'll tell you. It's a good card. Next card for mana. Another shadow word, horror. Destroy all minions with 2 or less attack.
Wow.
It is a rare.
It's a Murloc killer.
It is a Murloc killer. It's a Paladin killer, too.
Yep, Silver Knight killer. Except that half the Silver Knights you see these days have got divine shields around them.
Yeah, but this is destroying all minions. This isn't doing damage to them. This is destroying them outright.
That's right. That makes it even better.
Mm-hmm. Decent card, but it also could hurt you. But, I mean...
How could it hurt you?
Because the first card you always call out as a priest is what? 1/3 casting cost?
Yeah. It's the Acolyte, but...
Yes. It would kill her. Destroy all minions. Yes, with 2 or less attack.
That's what it is.
And it's attack.
All right, there's the caveat. It's all. It's not just
yours
your opponents.
Too. Correct.
I guess I wasn't
paying
attention.
It's a risky card.
I apologize.
Pay attention.
Oh,
slap your finger with a ruler.
I have 3 of these. I need to DE one.
Time to DE one. Go ahead and do the next.
All right. Next, Shifting Shade. I have 2 of these in gold. I wonder if it's good. Let's find out. Forecasting cost, 4/3 minion. It's a rare. Death Rattle. Copy a card from your opponent's deck and add it to your hand. I don't think that's a bad card at all.
Yep, and it's your typical priest card of copying your opponent's deck or taking your opponent's cards and stuff like that. It's staying definitely in the realm of the priest.
What I like about this card is it's a decent early game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have the coin, you can get this out on turn 3, right? So, and then it's a 4/3 minion, which is really not too shabby. And then your opponent has to make the decision. Do I want to keep taking 4 points of damage, or do I want to give him a card from my deck?
Or do I want to silence it? Yep.
Or wait for a silence to show up, right? So or polymorph or whatever. But, because if you polymorph or hex it, then the death rattle won't go off. So you have 3 choices. Keep taking 4 points of damage. Can I convert it and get rid of it without killing it? Or just kill it right away and then deal with whatever card they get. So I like it. It will be in my priest deck when I make one.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I don't think there's actually a priest card that's not a good card. Looking at all of them all the ones that we're going to discuss tonight, really there isn't a bad priest card in this expansion. The next one is 5 casting cost, 4/5 creature. So right there, she's going to stay around. Her battle cry is to restore 5 health. So again, if you've got the hooded acolyte out, C'Thun gets your +1/+1 because she's restoring health to somebody, and it doesn't have to be you. Could be one of your other minions. Or if you've got your healing effects deal damage instead and you call her out, you can ping one of your opponent's minions or your opponent directly with a deal 5 damage. So it's a decent card.
Just reminded me, the Hooded Acolyte, the other advantage it has is it's any healing, so it's not even just yours. So if you're playing a paladin or a priest against this person, they're going to
she goes off too.
The C'Thun gets tougher.
You're right. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, well.
I forgot about that.
By the way, The Embrace the Shadow only works for your healing effects. So I don't know if that... Yeah, I guess
it
your minion doing your battle cry counts as your effect. Okay.
Yep, yep. Otherwise, so next, it would make no sense.
Next
it really
is,
wouldn't.
You said there are... You said there are no bad priest
this
cards.
This is not a bad priest card, except for the fact that it really doesn't exist in Warcraft. Go ahead.
I think this is a bad card.
There
are so many things to do with 5 mana. Yeah, plus 2, plus 6 is good. And I guess if you're running one of those cheesy priest decks where you boost up, and then make the health into your power, attack power... It could be good, but I don't know.
It's good to throw down a taunt creature. It's going to keep stuff away from you.
Yeah, plus 2, plus 6 is a lot. And 5 casting costs is also a lot. I don't think the card is bad per se. I just think in the 5 casting cost slot, there's so many better choices. But it's a common card, so it's certainly got common card value. And I can see people using this card to great advantage. It's just while you're using this card, there's something else you're not using. So unless it's a themed deck where you want to boost up all of your minions, it would go in that kind of deck. But I would be hesitant to use a 5 casting cost card just to boost things. Personally, I'm sure there are a lot of people who disagree with that, including you.
Yep, that's okay.
So
that's how we get to see a lot of variety out there.
So tell me how you like it, why you like it so much.
I just like the fact that if I've got a minion that I'm worried is going to die and I've got this card in my hand, when you add plus 6 health to anything, it's going to just make it so much worse. I mean, if you've got a taunt creature out there, you need to keep things off of you, and you put that plus 2, plus 6 to a taunt creature, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the moment you put that on, that's when the deadly... The deadly shot, the hex, the polymorph, the one, you know, the execute, the things that kill you instantly.
Right, and then they use it on that card, and you are freed up for something else that you want to cast that might not, you know, that you don't want them to use it on.
True. I have to admit, since C'Thun came around, I'm using my one-shot kills a lot slower now.
Yep. So this can be a target card. I want you to kill this.
I've been baiting my opponents. Like the other day,
That's what I meant, a bait card.
Knew my shaman opponent had 2 hexes. They always have 2 hexes. I don't think I've ever seen a shaman without 2 hexes. So I put out a minion that was like 7/7. And I said to myself, here comes the hex. And there was. And then I put out another one. And I said, you know, like 4 turns later, oh, here comes the hex. And then after that, here comes C'Thun. Heck that, mother.
Haven't seen a lot of C'Thun this week.
I see it every day.
Really?
Every single day.
Once, I saw it once today, and I played about 7 games.
Oh, let me rephrase seeing it. I don't always see it actually hit the playing
field.
No.
I mean the C'Thun cards.
Yeah, but you always see him on the side, you know, whispering... You know, your mother didn't love you.
Your deck betrays you.
People don't listen to your podcast. You know, those things
yeah,
that
stuff
it says
like that.
To you.
I think that says that only to you.
Oh, maybe.
Okay. Next card is a 5 casting cost, also a rare. The Twilight Dark Mender. One more time. Twilight Dark Mender. 6/5 creature. So it's got a little bit of heft there. It's a minion. Sorry, I keep saying Juranite. You know, Magic the Gathering is stuck in my brain for many, 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 many years.
Well,
sorry.
It is a 30-year-old game. It's hard to...
You know, old habits die hard. Anyway, Battle Cry. If your C'Thun has at least 10 attack, restore 10 health to your hero. So easy to pop your C'Thun up to that point. By the time you get this card out, your C'Thun's almost right at 10-10 anyway. Restore 10 to your hero. Yeah, that's powerful.
That's
a lot.
That makes me ill every time I see that card played.
That's a reset button, or a third of a reset button. That's an excellent card.
Yeah, it is. It is in a C'Thun deck.
Yes, absolutely. Otherwise worthless. But
one left.
One left, and
this is the one
go ahead,
you spoke
because
about
one
at
we
the top
about,
of the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do you know why I chose this card?
Because today is the day that you got it.
Yeah, so I haven't gotten a legend since we did that massive pack opening when I opened that like 73 packs or whatever it was. I have not gotten a legend. And then every time I have 100 gold, buy a pack, 40 dust. Buy a pack, 40 dust. Sometimes I get a little more dust because there's something I don't have. A rare day, I might get a rare or an epic that I haven't had. But most days, I'm almost at the point where I'm going to start saving gold for the next expansion.
I was just going to ask you, when do we start that?
Any day now, I'm going to start doing that because of the rate at which I'm getting cards I don't have is so slow. But today, I'm looking at my cards, I'm mousing over them. Because I finished a quest today and bought a pack. And as I'm mousing over, I see rare. I'm like, oh, that means no legendary. Common. Oh, another rare. Well, that's good, but no legendary. And then, oh, wait, a legendary too. Two rares and a legendary. I'm like, ah, maybe today's my lucky day. So I call Black Lace into the room. And I'm like, watch this. What do I get? The priest.
Priest one. Card, yes.
I always get the priest one. This one, Vol'jin. Velen, like, I don't want the priest legendary.
Well, here's the funny thing. You're going to be making a priest deck now because you got a priest legendary, and the C'Thun deck doesn't have this guy in it.
Summon a 1/1 copy of each of your other minions. No, you don't need to have C'Thun in it for this. But you know what? Something I did want to bring up. I told you the how his whole job is yelling, Yogg-Saron coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yogg-Saron, I think I'm taking it out of my deck.
Really? Why?
Because he keeps killing himself. I never get to attack with the sucker. He's like doing all this stuff. He's like damaging and then boom, executes himself or assassinates himself. Know what he did 2 days ago?
I don't have him. What did he do?
He cast like, well, Yogg-Saron is the one that casts random spells on random targets for each spell cast in that game. So I've got him in a mage deck. So by the time I cast him, he's going to do like 12 spells. This week, the last spell he cast is Doom. So it takes all the minions off the board, including Yogg-Saron himself. The only worthy thing he left me with was some hunter trap on my mage, which I thought was a little odd. But I don't remember if I won or lost. I'm just like, really, Yogg-Saron? You're really that suicidal? So I like a little bit of fun randomness, but every time I play him, he costs me the game, or comes close to costing me the game. So I think the novelty of seeing anything can happen is wearing off, especially in ranked.
I've got to say, every time I've seen him played, even by another player, I don't have him, so I can't play him. But every time I have seen him played, I usually win, because he does exactly what you said. You know, a ton of spells will go off, and inevitably he's either polymorphed himself or, you know, I mean, he's obliterated his player's side more so than mine.
And if it's not bad enough to kill himself, to give my opponent +4/+4 on a minion and another one divine shield or whatever, it's just getting old. So, yeah, it's fun, but it's not fun enough for me to play in decks that I'm going to play on the ladder. No way. No more.
No. All right. The next class we're going to talk about in the line of classes is the rogue. I have two that I'm missing from the rogue. How complete is your rogue deck?
It looks like I'm only missing one. And it's a legend. So
cool.
The only thing I'm missing is the Klaxi legend.
Well, we start out with the 1,000 cost. That was scary.
Klaxi.
I'm scared
anyway,
now.
Remember last week we were talking about Anomalous?
Yeah.
I just happened to be in the Nexus today and I fought him. I'm like, oh, there's that card.
That's funny.
So it used to be I'd be playing Hearthstone and I'd say, oh, that's the guy from Warcraft. And now I'm playing Warcraft. I'm like, oh, that's the guy from Hearthstone.
Okay. Back to the rogue. One cast of Bladed Cultist. You did the legendary.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yep, Bladed Cultist. Combo is to gain +1/+1, one casting cost, 1/2 creature. So if you use it with a combo, it's a 2/3 creature.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, for early game. You get a 2-3 out on the first turn if you have the coin.
Well, I guess technically you can do it on the second turn if you've got the... If you've got your...
Any other
one coin,
passing
the
cost?
Coin. Or no, but even on the first turn, if you want to use the coin, that would make it a combo right away, but it'd be throwing out your coin.
Yeah, well, maybe you have another one casting.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, it could come out.
Hand.
It's cheap, and it's probably... It's cheap and easy. Yes. it's a decent card.
Especially for common quality. It's a good common quality card.
True.
I don't think I've seen it, though.
I haven't seen a lot of rogues lately. You know what I have been seeing over and over and over and over and over and over?
Murloc decks.
Paladin Murloc decks.
Yes, played
three in a row. Three in a row. Like, are you kidding me?
Every expansion, they're going to give us more Murlocs, and that's just going to encourage people.
Yeah, well, now there's that Paladin card that turns their hero power into the ability to make a 1-1 Murloc. So right there, boom.
Well, one of them's even in the recipes. So they're not only seeing them because people are making them, you're seeing them because Blizzard's giving you a pre-made one.
Mm-hmm.
Which I played myself once or twice, and it was kind of fun, but kind of gets old. Next card is a rare.
No. One. Yes.
One casting cost. Discover a Death Rattle card. Yeah, I could use that in my Death Rattle rogue deck, but I'm in Hunter deck. Alas, it's a rogue card.
Right.
So I guess if you're playing a Death Rattle deck, this is good, but I don't know.
Well, most of the rogue cards here are Death Rattle cards.
Well, a couple of them are. I don't know, I'd say most.
Three of them? Three out of...
Two of them. Except the Legend, which has Battle Cry and Death
Rattle.
And
Death Rattle, correct.
Okay.
Which is a fun Legendary, by the way.
Yeah, and, you know, so many Death Rattle cards in this expansion, I'm like, and we can't use Kel'Thuzad anymore.
But it's Discover a Death Rattle card, so it doesn't matter that it's a rogue card. It could be any Death Rattle card in the entire game.
That is true. That is true.
Yep.
So, next time I play a rogue, which I haven't done in a while, I'll experiment with it.
Yeah, do let me know, because you're discovering the card, but it doesn't, it's, you're just getting a random card. It's a card for a card.
Yeah, but a Death Rattle has an added effect, so they can be really good sometimes.
Yeah.
So for one casting cost, why not?
It's worth
it.
Yeah, why not? And if it doesn't work for you, take it out of your deck. Two casting costs, the Undercity Huckster. 2/2 creature, Death Rattle, add a random class card to your hand from your opponent's class. So basically, this is a rogue playing priest, stealing one of your cards.
I can't think of the card off the top of my head, but there's other things that take things from your opponent's class. I think there's a dragon, was it Chromagus or something does that? One of the dragons lets you take cards from your opponent's class.
It's one of the big dragons that allows you to take, like, three cards from your opponent's deck. Opponent's class. Yeah, I can talk. So, decent card. 2/2 for two. Again, it's for if you're going to do a quick deck.
It's Nefarian. Nefarian has a battle cry. Add two random spells to your hand from your opponent's class.
I thought it was three.
Nope, two.
It was three.
Three would be a bit much.
Okay. Well, he's a high casting cost, isn't he? Isn't he like a nine?
But all dragons are high casting cost. Yes, he's a nine.
Okay.
But you get an 8/8 minion in the process.
He's true. He's in my deck. Okay. So, what do you think of this card?
Which card?
The Undercity Huckster.
I think it's okay. Just okay.
Okay.
What do you think of it?
Again, I think it's a decent card for a low casting cost minion. One of those quick cards to get out there.
I mean, he's a 2/2 for two, and he gets a bonus item when he dies. So it's not too bad.
And it's fun. It puts a little fun twist because you don't know what you're getting, and your opponent is saying, crap, he's getting one of my type of cards.
Yep. As long as it's... The problem with take a card from your opponent's class is so often it's something that... So let's forget the fact that rogues actually use a weapon. What if it was a class that didn't use a weapon and you get, you know, some kind of poison for the weapon? It's like, gee, that did a lot of good to me. It's not the proper analogy. It
doesn't happen often.
But you do get cards that are basically worthless to you. So
yeah,
you know, or
but
like
not often.
Get a bonus each time you heal, and you're a class that doesn't heal, like a rogue.
Okay.
So anyway, so it's hit and miss, but it could be fun. Certainly has some fun moments to it, because it doesn't mention any kind of casting cost. So, you know, you get a pyroblast. That would be pretty cool.
Well, no, you get the card to your hand, so you're going to have to pay the mana for it later.
Right, I'm just saying.
What are you thinking?
Rogues don't normally get a pyroblast, so for
True.
Them to suddenly get a pyroblast yep. in their hand would be nice.
Yep.
Or even just a fireball, but what I'm saying yep. is it's nice to sometimes get cards from the other class.
And sometimes if you're playing against a priest, it might give you something that helps you heal yourself.
Right.
Especially for a rogue.
So the All next right. the next card is got beautifully brilliant artwork. I mean, for an expansion that's been all shadow and dark and grays and blacks, this is really vibrant. I mean, the minion itself is ugly pictured here, but it's really bright,
yeah.
Which is nice. Anyway, it's a 3 casting cost, and despite the brightness of the artwork, it's called Shadow Strike. So deal 5 damage to an undamaged character. I like that spell.
That creature is tiptoeing. You know he's freaking huge.
How do you tiptoe when you've got claws
Look
on your
feet? Look at him. He's tiptoeing. That's a tiptoe maneuver. He's tiptoeing.
I guess.
My cat walks like that when she's... Yeah, that's a tiptoe.
I guess right, if anyway, you're one yes. of Cthulhu's minions, and that's what that's tiptoeing for you.
Deal 5 damage to an undamaged character. Decent.
I like it. I like it.
For 3 mana, not bad.
So...
All right. The South Sea Squid Face.
It's a pirate. I'm seeing a lot more pirate decks
it's
since
a pirate.
This expansion started,
four,
haven't
four,
you?
4/4. Give your weapon a +2 attack. Yes. It's a decent card. It makes you make sure you have your weapon out. And hopefully you'll have it still out when he dies, because that's a death rattle, not a battle cry.
Yeah, well, rogues almost always have a weapon out. If it's not an actual weapon, it's their hero power, so...
Right.
Pretty good.
So, yeah. 4/4/4. Death Rattle, give your weapon a +2 attack. And it's a pirate. Murder by Pirates is good.
And I think it has a nice sound effect, too, when it comes out.
So many of them do.
Yeah, I think it's got a funny sounder when it comes out. Anyway, the next card.
Love it.
Look at the word Shadow. Did they mean to put these in the Warlock deck? No. Okay.
Wait, you're missing one.
No, I'm not. Shadowcaster.
No, you're missing one.
Oh, I'm missing the one I don't have because I accidentally
hit your
clicked
crafting.
That. Yes, yes. All right, let me do the legend that I don't have. Zarl of the Poisoned Mind. Well, it's Zarl, Poisoned Mind. 4 casting cost, minion, 3 attack, 2 health. Battle Cry and Death Rattle, add a random toxin card to your hand. So that's pretty awesome that you get this extra card.
And he's a cute-looking creature.
If you like bugs...
See, you didn't correct me, the minion. I was waiting for it.
Miss Arachnophobe?
That's a mantis.
I know.
That is not a spider.
I'm saying you're afraid of spiders, but you think this bug is cute?
It is adorable. Spiders have too many damn legs. There's a difference, and they're hairy and gross.
So, I wouldn't like him for the 2 health, because it makes him too easy to kill. But the fact that you get a toxin card on Battle Cry and on Death Rattle makes it pretty cool.
And he's a 3/2/4. He's still decent. It's a low casting cost, gets out fast, and gives you 2 other cards.
Do you remember fighting this guy in Siege of Overmar?
Yeah.
Him and his, like, 8 buddies.
Yep. And then you've got all his buddies actually in Pandaria that you become friends with, kind of. I like them. Anyway.
Yeah, well, they're only... No, these are the guys that we were friends with, and then they turned against us at the end. They used us, and then they turned around and tried to kill us.
That's why you don't like them.
Of course. All right. He tried to kill me.
The next card is 5 casting cost Shadowcaster. It is an epic 4/4 creature. The battle cry is to choose a friendly minion and add a +1/+1 copy to your hand that costs 1. Well, that could be handy.
I don't know. That seems kind of silly. Before we talk about that,
Kalfazad.
Should we talk about the toxin tokens?
Sure. Do you have them?
Yes. There are 5 of them.
Okay.
They're all 1 casting cost. And they have pretty artwork. I know you love bottles, so I bet you would love to see a
wizard.
You want to make some money from our household, make a little set of these toxin bottles. I guarantee
Blacklace
will make me buy them for her.
In a heartbeat. Absolutely. Okay.
So, first one, Blood Thistle Toxin. Return a friendly minion to your hand. It costs 2 less. Briarthorn Toxin. Briarthorn, notice they're using actual herbs from Warcraft.
Yep, Blood Thistle too.
Briarthorn Toxin, give a minion +3 attack. Fade Leaf Toxin, give a friendly minion stealth until your next turn. These are kind of like spare parts in a way.
Yep.
Fire Bloom Toxin, deal 2 damage. And King's Blood Toxin, draw a card. So, pretty cool. And you get 2 of those. Once when you call him out, once when he dies.
I like him.
Now we return you to your regularly scheduled Shadowcaster.
Well, that was pretty much it. I mean, you can choose a friendly minion, add a +1/+1/+1 copy to your hand. That costs 1. So if you've got Zeril out and then you throw your Shadowcaster out, you can have not 1, not 2, but 3 or 4 toxin cards when you're done.
Yeah.
See? You get his Battlecry and Deathrattle.
Choose a friendly minion. It's got to be a friendly minion. So, yeah, I can see why it might have some
Kel'Thuzad.
You know, when I first look at this card in miniature, I'm like, is that a bug? Because there's like feathery stuff that looks like wings. And then you click on it and you see this is really
an elf.
Beautiful artwork.
Yep.
And you can't tell.
I don't have the card. I don't have the card. I can only see it kind of in a purpley misty shape when I expand it. Because unfortunately, if you don't have the card, they don't let you see what it looks like.
I'd like to see
this one.
I'll
have to run into your room.
I'd like to see this one in gold, but yeah, it's a really pretty elf with cool armor. So, got some thigh showing. Little midriff. Not like Sylvanas. Not like Sylvanas in the...
Used to be. Yeah.
So anyway, that's the type of card I'd have to play with a couple of times to see if I'd like it. Because a 1-1 copy to your hand that costs 1 is, well, it makes it quick to call out. So, yeah, I think it could be good. I have yet to see someone play this against me. But as you said, I don't think I've seen too many rogues. The rogues I do see, inevitably, are pirate rogues. I'm seeing pirate rogues. Every rogue I face is a pirate rogue. I always see the South Sea squid face. But I just don't see other types of rogues. And you don't see any rogues, you said.
I've seen like 1 in the past 2 or 3 days.
Right.
Yeah, I haven't. But come into my room later, said the spider to the fly, because I've got her in gold on my screen, and it's really a very pretty card. I don't have her, but it is pretty. Next card is another kind of mug.
My turn.
Oh, fine. Yes. That's right.
Thistle Tea. For those people who've been playing Warcraft for a very long time, there used to be something called class quests, which you'll see again in the next expansion, Legion. But these class quests would enable you to go through all of these long chains of quests that
Don't
were specific
monks use
for your... No. No. Let me finish.
Okay.
For your class that were just for your class. And rogues had to learn to make a recipe. And with the recipe, they would then learn a cooking skill that you really couldn't get, I think. The recipe might not have been soulbound, so other classes could buy it on the auction house or whatever, but they got rid of it. Thistle Tea was a tea that would restore your... It's energy now. Was it always energy? Anyway, your rogue's resource, it would restore it. But it's out of the game now. But this card, 6 casting costs, rare card, draw card, add 2 extra copies of it to your hand. So the adding 2 extra copies of it, giving you more of the same, is kind of in theme with what the original Thistle Tea did. So I like it. And it's got a pretty little teacup. It looks like it came out of Wonderland or something.
I'm not sure about this one. It's 6 casting cost, and you can draw 2 cards that really aren't the ones you need. I mean, one card and then get two copies of it. So you can all of a sudden have three cards in your hand.
But look at it this way. It gives you extra copies without drawing them from your deck.
True.
So you're not depleting your deck like a regular card draw card would be.
But it's six casting cost.
And I agree. Six casting cost seems a little steep for that.
Yeah.
I think at five it would have been a bargain. I'm not so sure it is at six.
I would not put this in my deck. Does the chat room... I don't know if our chat room has a rogue in it.
Our chat room has a rogue in it? Yeah, he assassinated all the other people in the chat room.
Well, there's more than one.
Oh, yeah, I had to refresh. Robgar's there. Hi, Robgar.
Right.
Anywho.
Anyway. We've been gone a lot lately, so I think people are thinking we're unpredictable, and that's going to stop, and I'm sorry, but we're back. Blade of C'Thun, 9 casting costs.
Epic.
Battlecry. Destroy a minion and add its attack and health to C'Thun's.
Hell
wherever
yeah.
It is. I don't have it.
I have it.
I don't have it. I would use it.
If I had a rogue C'Thun deck, which I don't, I would put this in it. That is the problem with so many of these cards. So many of these cards rely on you having C'Thun. Not just the rogue. I'm talking about all the classes. There's like, what? 20% of this expansion is dedicated to C'Thun. That's a lot. So, for people who aren't playing C'Thun decks, it's kind of like they're cheated out of material. But, you know, I guess, you know, there'll be other expansions.
What? I'm sorry. We have to go back to the chat room that you were laughing. You're not talking. Ringo does have... he had a golden rogue. He never once played Thistle Tea. His question was, does it do 30 damage to you if you draw that mine from GVG?
Oh,
you know the mine? It gets into
yes.
your deck. And if the
yes,
next card you draw is the mine...
Isn't it Flame Leviathan, the mage card?
You know... I would tell you if I had that in my deck, I would not cast that card. Just worrying that that would be the card that was thrown into my cards. I wouldn't take the chance because with my luck, it would come up. That's a great point. It's funny. I'm sorry. I got totally distracted. So yes, Blade of C'Thun. If I had it, I would play it. If I had a C'Thun deck that was a mage. I mean, a rogue. Absolutely.
By the way, it's Iron Juggernaut. It's a GVG warrior card, Iron Juggernaut, Battlecry. Shuffle a mine into your opponent's deck. When drawn, it explodes for 10 damage.
Right.
So,
yeah, good point, Ringo.
Yeah, except that would be a wild deck, not
yes, but
a
you
standard
know what?
One.
The deck that Ringo sent me was a wild deck.
Right.
People
I'm
are still
saying,
playing wild.
If you're playing standard, that's never going to happen to you. But yeah, if you're playing wild... that's one of the wild
things
that can happen.
There's also torches. There are torches. You shovel a torch into somebody else's deck, too. So the torches could do that, too.
No, the torches are not bad. The torches turn into good spells.
Wait a second.
The torch
keep
is a good thing.
Keep talking for a minute.
I'm not going to keep talking. What do you think this is, a talk show? Oh, wait. Kind of is.
Okay. Deal 3 damage, shuffle a roaring torch into your deck that deals 6 damage. Because I have never used this card, I thought the 6 damage was to me.
Oh. You haven't used it and you've been playing Mage like crazy. It's a good card.
Yeah, I have not. I haven't been playing Mage like crazy, actually. I haven't.
Well, not since the expansion. Before the
right.
expansion, that's all you were playing.
But, I mean, even my Mage deck from Blizzard... is created from theirs. It spells unending. It doesn't have that card in it. So
that
anyway,
was the last one.
That was the last one. So if I had it, I would use it. But I don't, so I won't. But it's a decent card. So that covers the Priest and Rogue this week. Did you have anything else you wanted to say about Overwatch or any of the other games?
No. Well, I guess... Overwatch is fun, and for those people who haven't played it, who didn't get into the beta, or who didn't want to buy a game, understand this. If you've never played a first-person shooter, then you're like me. I never played first-person shooters. I didn't have Xbox Live or any of those things where people compete against each other. So I did not grow up with Call of Duty like so many. I grew up with Donkey Kong and Pac-Man. But I said, you know, this, I'm going to get my butt kicked. And here's the thing. I do get my butt kicked quite a lot, but I have fun doing it. It's not like Hearthstone. In Hearthstone, when I lose over and over again, I just turn it off. I get so frustrated with it. With Overwatch, I just want to keep playing. Like, let me try a different character. Or let me see if I could do better. Or let me try healing. Or let me try this. I actually liked healing in it. In fact, my Mercy was like the player of the, you know, how they, these cards come up. And people can vote on how good they think this person did. And I got like 8 votes on a single game with Mercy. And I'm like, hey, wow.
So you didn't mention something else.
What?
You got, didn't you have the key player, whatever it's called?
Oh, the play of the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got play of the game with my sniper. I took out a bunch of people in quick succession. And then at the very end of the game, there's this video of me killing all these people. I'm like, wow, that's fun. It doesn't happen often. But even in a game where you lost, you could see stuff like that happen. So, yeah, don't worry about it if you're no good at first-person shooters. Give it a try. It's fun. And like Blizzard, Blizzard knows about those little endorphin rushes. Let's give you a little reward. Every time you gain a level, and levels are pretty much pointless as far as I'm concerned. Maybe they show you how experienced the person is, but it doesn't make your character better like in Warcraft. But every time you break a level, you get a loot box, and in the loot box can be some cool stuff. A skin, an emote, a spray paint thing that you put on the wall. But it's really cool. In fact, you could get coins, and you can buy some of those things with the coins. And that reminded me, Black Lace, I'm going to buy a purple skin for Mercy, and I want you to see it before I do. Anyway, I'm not here to sell people on the game, and probably most of you are playing anyway, but if you've really been holding off on it, give it a try. I don't think you can go wrong.
Yeah, it is fun.
And as for Alpha, I'm sorry, Beta in the Legion, I'm in the Legion Beta, and it's buggy as hell. I can play for an hour and then something glitches. Lately there's been this weird camera angle thing where it looks like I'm playing Diablo, looking from way up above at this tiny little character.
My problem was in the starting zone, I had things phased. There were phasing problems.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't get my quests done because the people I needed to get were in a phase. When I ran over it, because I could see them clearly, but as soon as I ran to the spot, they vanished.
Yeah, well, there was like a solid week of that in Dalaran, yep. But that's better for the most part. But
this was in the
Demon Hunter. I've tried the you've tried the Demon Hunter too, right?
Yep.
And I tried the Outlaw Rogue, and I tried a Fury Warrior this weekend, and that quest line was pretty fun. Ironically, they give you these fast quests to get these heirloom weapons, and for me, the hardest one to do, because you go in these scenarios that only you go in. The hardest one for me to do was my main class, the Hunter. They've just screwed up the Hunter royally. I'm sure they'll fix it. But it was hard for me to get through it, especially when the server crashed when you're halfway through every time. But, you know, that's what a beta is. You're playtesting it. But it looks to me, even its buggy state, it's going to be a great expansion. So this summer, there's going to be so much to play. There's Overwatch, I'm sure there'll be another expansion for Hearthstone by then, and then there's Legion. So I just don't know where I'm going to find the time to play all these games.
Agreed, going to have to take time off from work.
Actually, for the opening of Legion, I did take a week off.
So anything else that we want to talk about, or are we wrapping up?
Well, I'm spent. What about you?
Yeah. All right. So we'll be back again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Let's see. I still need to play with people's decks. So please, please send me your decks so I can play with them. And also, let's see what else. We need emails. And What else? Plays of the week, best plays, worst plays, fun stuff like that to talk about.
Embarrassing moments.
Embarrassing moments. Send them all to us at our Gmail. You can find us at awohearthstone.com or at hollowsweetmedia.com. You can follow us on Twitter at aworthyopponent. You can listen to us on Mondays live at twitch.tv/hollowsweetmedia. Send us emails at awohearthstone@gmail.com. You can download us on iTunes. Follow us on Facebook at awohearthstone. You can download us also on Stitcher Satellite Radio. You can find us on Google Plus, A Worthy Opponent. Special thanks to Hollow Sweet Media, the theme music provided by Awesome City Limits, and to good old Micmac for the Twitch feeds of the game. So, everybody have a cool week, because it's been really hot here in Vermont, believe it or not. Exactly. Everybody, hope you stay cool, have fun, and happy hearthing.
Enjoy. See you next time.
Production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at WorthyOpponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.